You see, you can feel, you can find the, what shall I say, the community, somebody settled there on an easily defended point, and that was the township of Clouston. And then you can see the different quality of the land. The two mullows here, of course, there. And then going this way, the next one was there, but here you have a farm, Moore, in other words. This was out in cultivated land in the division between the two townships. This is Township of Onston, found somewhere there. And then, of course, the various, I don't know what we said. The main house was there, and then in some division of the thing, somebody and got Abbey House, the upper house, and this became the other building, the lower house. And then, that way is there, Dealt, Willie Thompson doesn't agree with me, but Jackson's supposed to have told the men of Dealt that that name meant more or less the end of cultivation. So I take it to mean that that was in the Viking time. This would be Stone Age or earlier, and then gradually worked up, and this would be the limit to cultivation when the Vikings were here, presumably. And then, of course, we were on the Upper House, and there were new beginnings somewhere, the same thing, and so on, and the cultivation gradually moving up the hill as the township expanded. Mm-hmm. Savedale, the Rashi Valley, a lot I don't really know of. But anyway, that's just the township of Clouston and a little farm stand.
So would there be a set number of farms in a township, or would it just kind of happen?
No, it just happened. And in the old law, the immense possession was divided, which meant that if there was two sons, more or less the land was divided. And that led to a lot of very small, uneconomic farms, and that while Odell, everybody equal is fine, but the practical difficulties. And come the difficulty here, the Cloustons, and the Cloustons had been in the farm for tradition says for 24 generations. Mm-hmm. And the man had two daughters, and he thought that might continue the name. He said he would leave the farm to whichever of them married a Clouston. They both married Cloustons, so they had to divide the farm east and west the other way. And the last Clouston of Clouston died in South Africa. When brothers are in a farm, more or less, we get on, but when it comes down to cousins, there leads to friction and so on like that. And the one, the West, another begin, get to come in us. And the last one of them, he ended up in South Africa where he was a tobacco merchant and never married, so that line of Clouston's died out.
Clouston, a very specific name to Stennis, then?
Well, that's the origin of the name, because Clouston, the family name, of course, for this district, the actual store of Clouston.